The Marketplace on BFM 89.9.
Joining me in the studio today is Narendra Maniam, CEO of Indahwata Consortium. It seems that illegal dumping is quite rampant in Malaysia. Can you share how Indahwata is impacted by these incidents?
Of late, the recent months, there was an incident in Sungai Semenye where there was a disposal of solvent chemical into our public sewage treatment facilities. And it actually went through our treatment plant and polluted the river. So this is done by irresponsible parties, because let me tell you that a sewage treatment plant can only treat sewage, human waste. It can't treat anything beyond that. And these substances are all very toxic and chemical substance, which are disposed by very irresponsible parties.
What is the current punishment for illegal discharge into our waterways?
Well, under the Section 61(1) of the Water Services Industrial Act, whereby a person who commits the offence is liable to a fine not exceeding 100,000 ringgit or imprisonment for a term not exceeding 1 year or both. However, I think this is a bit too lenient. In fact, the chairman of Suruhanjaya Perkhidmatan Air Negara, YB Charles Santiago, has voiced out that there's a need for tougher penalties and enforcement efforts must be in place to preserve the environment. So this is very important, and it was just not one person, but Ministry of Energy, Science and Technology and Environment and Climate Change has also put through their proposal for the existing Environmental Quality Act 1974 to be strengthened with more punishing level to be imposed. Also, our Minister YB, Dato Dr. Xavier, Minister of Water, Land and Natural Resources, have expressed intent to review all bylaws and legislation to better protect Malaysia's water resources, which I believe this is very important, yeah, to ensure strict enforcement, because when strict enforcement is in place and if we can punish irresponsible parties, only then things will improve.
So how can Malaysians play their part in this matter?
Well, my fellow Malaysians, I really urge and seek your assistance. If you see any wrongdoings or any illegal discharge into our public sewage treatment facilities, please do let us know. In fact, recently there was a party, a good Samaritan, who has taken a video of a private contractor discharging substance into our public sewage treatment facilities. So we got a full video and we have actually lodged a police report and have also submitted our report to the ministry for action.
I've been speaking to Narendra Maniam, CEO of Indahwata Consortium. I'm Hanif Baharudin and this is BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
The Marketplace on BFM 89.9.